Could you go through the way you did in terms of RFA? What happens to the patients who get these types of therapies in terms of what they experience and what kind of tolerability issues there are?
For RFA, radio frequency ablation, I think these patients generally will have a few days of mild malaise, perhaps some discomfort. I think, you know, they will afterwards return to baseline. We usually obtain a post-ablation scan about a month after the procedure. And this will give us a good sense whether the ablation already achieved the target goal, i.e., whether they already ablated all the viable tumor. And because on the CT scan, after the ablation, you can see the characteristic scan finding. If on the follow-up scan, you still see, you know, viable tumor present, I think in general, that will trigger a discussion with the patient whether a repeat procedure is indicated. I think for TACE, for chemoembolization, in general, we require the patient to be admitted overnight for follow-up because, you know, there may be actually more significant pain control issue. We need to make sure that we don't have the post-embolization syndrome, which is characterized by transient fever, elevation of the transaminase, and obviously some low-grade fever. So this is actually well-documented. And we'll check the liver function test. And so I think, you know, for TACE, these patients in our hospital at least requires an overnight stay for more aggressive symptomatic control.
Could you talk a little bit about the blood supply to the liver and how that, you know, sort of links up with the way you do these procedures?
Yeah, so this is an absolutely critical question. I think the theoretical basis for any transarterial approach is really based on the notion that the liver has dual blood supply system. I think we derive the nutrient supply from the portal vein system. But it is generally thought that HCC, you know, actually derive the majority of the blood flow from the hepatic artery. So for that reason, we can actually take advantage of the easy access of the hepatic arterial system by the interventional approach. So once you access the hepatic arterial system, you can actually either perform the blind embolization or chemoembolization or, you know, radioembolization for the same argument. And this is really the theoretical basis. You can take the advantage of the preferential arterial blood flow system to the tumor.
I had an oncologist recently approach me at a meeting we were doing and say, you know, a lot of times by the time we see the patient's had so many embolizations and procedures in the liver that I can't use systemic therapy. How often does that happen? And at what point do you sort of pull back from local therapy because of concerns of really compromising liver function?
This is absolutely a critical question for all of us in the field. I think you can imagine, in the era that we did not have any effective systemic therapy, I think this has become the standard because I think the notion is that you have to keep treating these patients because there's really no effective systemic therapy available. So if you don't use the repeated TACE, there will be actually no effective treatment to control the disease. And because of that, and also, if you look at the practice, you know, in Asia, it's not totally uncommon for patients undergoing multiple rounds of chemoembolization. And some of the patients that I have evaluated have received up to 10 times of TACE before actually being considered for systemic therapy. I think, you know, with the availability of several systemic therapeutic options, particularly the checkpoint inhibitors, I think we're actually revisit this issue more critically. And just because, as you said correctly, if you actually keep repeating, you know, the TACE procedure, you definitely put this patient at higher risk of liver injury, which, you know, we have seen in our practice. And some of these patients may actually have hepatic decompensation with repeated procedure if we're not very careful in terms of who to select for these procedures.